Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
The sun is sticking around for the next few days. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Four people are facing drug charges following a roadside check enforcement program in Trent Hills over the long weekend. Provincial police were situated at Albert Street West and Bridge Street North in Hastings early Sunday morning, allegedly seizing quantities of suspected cocaine, fentanyl, and unidentified pills, along with a prohibited weapon, drug trafficking paraphernalia, and a large quantity of Canadian cash. The accused will appear in Cobourg Court in September. Road work will begin today in Grafton. Northumberland County crews will be upgrading pedestrian crosswalks, lighting and signage, curbs and storm sewer replacement along County Road 2, starting at the Haldimand Community Memorial Arena to Lyle Street. Construction is expected to last through October with temporary lane closures and traffic delays. Cameco says its second quarter report only netted $25 million, significantly down from the same time period last year. This is partly due to a loss in Westinghouse of $10 million, which is constructing two nuclear reactors in Europe. At its fuel services division in Port Hope, earnings were down approximately 50% from last year, driven by a lower than average realized price. While Cameco did experience difficulties in uranium production and operations in northern Saskatchewan due to spring flooding, CEO Tim Gitzel says this is normal quarter variability. In sports, the major series lacrosse playoffs begin tonight for the Cobourg Kodiaks, who are in tough against the Six Nations Chiefs. The best-of-five series has the Kodiaks on the road for Game 1. The Peterborough Lakers are at Oakville to face off against the Rock. And the Blue Jays are in Houston tonight to continue their series with the Astros. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 Listener Hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
My gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house, too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt.
Let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
The Lions Club of Cobourg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Cobourg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Cobourg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Cobourg. You can reach out to them online at CobourgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny today, high 26, humidex of 30, clear tonight, low 15. Sunny tomorrow, high 27, cloudy, slight chance of showers for Thursday, high 25. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.